Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince at the Bay.
Vince in 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 the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
And I'm unmuted. Great. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Wednesday, August 24th, 2011. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the numero. Shouts out to everybody who's early into the chat room, the early chit chatters. I'm talking about you, Anon Sicko, Anonymous Zeke, Artie's World, Bob Bobbington, Shari Wong, Cyber War News, Motormouth News, Nuclear Gimp, Prison Reform Movement, Vince and the Gay, and Vince and the Gay just chickened out, huh? Didn't want his name called, I guess. Well, I said it anyway, Vince and the Gay. Wendigo and Join Anonymous. All in the chat room early on. Good times, people. Good motherfucking times. It's sort of a conduct. Tonight, we're calling the show Bring a Weapon Wednesday. That's right, Bring a Weapon Wednesday. I hope you brought a weapon. I brought my weapon of choice. My weapon of choice is right here next to me. I'm caressing the handle on it right now. I'm going to engage it. And here it is.
My weapon is a motherfucking megaphone, bitches.
So there you have it. That's my weapon I brought today for Bring a Weapon Wednesday. Shouts out to the Libyan rebels for coming dangerously close to compromising the Muammar Gaddafi regime. The conflict over there in Libya rages on as the defiant Muammar Gaddafi continues to battle rebel forces for the control of the country. But it's not looking good for Muammar. But as of this broadcast, I believe he's still at large. Meanwhile, the drama with Bart continues. Oh, my God. Bart Wars rolls on. Today, Bart had their own little special meeting. They had a board of directors meeting that was open to the public to discuss the temporary interruption of cell phone service at stations on August 11th. And there were tons of First Amendment right advocates, free speech activists, civil liberties activists, and quite a few folks in attendance representing the public. And they got to speak their piece. And they got a fair amount of coverage on the news, so that was cool. And right around the time they were doing that, Anonymous struck again. This time they released those photos of Lyndon Johnson. Well, they didn't really even release them. They just kind of like told people where they were at, really. There was no hacking involved in this one. It was just simply a Google search would have found you these explicit photos of Bart spokesperson Lyndon Johnson displaying his Johnson, if you will. He's doing pretty good. He's doing better than Anthony Weiner was doing. He's he's a well-endowed gentleman, and good for him, good for Linton, and good for Bart for having a man with such a large and fabulous-looking genitalia representing your Bay Area transit system. So, good times, good times. If you want to join me. We'll be right back.
Oh, hi, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm on my backup microphone. And, yeah, here I am. Shouts out to whoever it is who's DDoSing my show. Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Oh, hi, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm on backup.
There we go. So I assume this must be Bart's own little group of cyber warriors, and shouts out to them. They wised up and figured out how it works. Good for them. Anywho, I'm going to get the show rolling here. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a little something for Bart. This is for you, Bart.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart,
punta calor.
Bart, and you're there.
Agarra el Bart, y estás ahí.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, you're there.
Bart, and you're there. Bart, vamos a fight en nat. Bart, and we're there.
Par le pied de Bart, on est là-bas.
Hey, Bart, you're there.
Bart, and you are there.
Bart, and you're there.
That's a good line.
This morning, Bart's board of directors asked the public to attend a meeting to talk about the cell phone debate. KTV's Craig Debrow has been following the story since our morning news. He joins us live to let us know if the tone of the meeting was more civilized than the recent protests at Bart stations. Craig?
Well, Tori, it definitely was. We just found out that the board meeting broke up. Bob Franklin, president of the board, said that they should have something put together for a public debate again and a policy 2 to 4 weeks. This all took place at Bart headquarters at 20th and Webster in downtown Oakland.
Keep moving on the escalator! Stop!
Today's special Bart board meeting was not as crowded as last Monday's protest, but the issues are now in focus.
What we're seeing is what happens when two rights collide, the right to safety and the right to free speech.
At issue, cell phone reception. Bart interrupted service during an August 11th protest. The reason? To stop protesters from coordinating the protest and prevent that coordination from overcrowding the platform and creating a public safety hazard.
But I'm here to say that, in my opinion, the claim that there is any First Amendment issue here at all is specious.
We get asked all the time, why are we protesting in stations? It's because we tried everything else. This gets their attention.
The problem is everyone's cell phone reception died, not just the protesters. Opponents have called Bart's action a violation of constitutional guarantees. Supporters say the argument is specious. At today's hearing, the ACLU advised Bart's board of directors to come up with a clear policy. At least one board member agrees.
We can't sit back like some big brother and say, but we're going to stop you because either we don't like the message or we're going to spin it and say it's all about safety.
The original protest was to demonstrate against a Bart police officer-involved shooting, but cell phone issues have now taken the center stage. Whatever the board eventually decides to do won't likely have an impact on the next planned protest.
Oh, yes, Bart Wars, Bart Speak,
going on, Keisha? What are you doing?
Oh, shit, dude.
What's up?
You know what I'm doing? I'm standing outside of Mario's. I'm in a, I don't know, I'm in kind of a shitty mood. But I don't know why. I don't know. And I was standing here, and there's this dude, and he had, like,
you bad, bro?
And he was talking to me, and then somebody stole it. It was kind of shitty. He turned around, and it was gone.
Yeah, I'm having a pretty shitty time right now, too. I just, my fucking show just got DDoSed or some shit. I don't know. There's some sort of interference going on. I can't.
Dude,
I couldn't call into
like
my show a couple times.
Like, people have been fucking with people all day long. It's so silly.
Yeah, it's just getting out of hand. Bart Wars, dude. It's Bart Wars. It's,
right.
There's a civil war. There's, I mean, behind this whole Bart Wars thing, there's like, there's a civil war going on in Libya. There's a civil war going on within Anonymous. There's all kinds of crazy shit going on, dude. It's just out of control, man. And there's earthquakes happening every second.
Dude, it's crazy. I told you it was an earthquake last night. I felt it. I was like, this is weird. And I got like butterflies.
Fucking on this show last night. Yeah, you called it.
The whole building shook, and I was like, what the fuck was that? So, yeah, it was cool. It was exciting. My first earthquake I've ever been in my entire life. Lasted a whole 10 seconds.
Dude, it was so weak. Well, I mean, it wasn't that weak, but we were so far from the epicenter that I
got hella butterflies.
My
from
first,
it, you know? That doesn't say much though, because I get butterflies a lot, especially when I hear a certain sexy voice that I'm missing like crazy right now. But anyway, enough about that.
And what are you talking about? I'm right here, baby.
Yeah, right. No, your voice is beautiful.
I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Shari Wong. I think Shari Wong's around. His hand's not up, though.
Damn it, okay? I love Shari Wong. He's great, okay? But he's a kid. He's 15 years old. I'm a mother, okay?
Yeah, no, he's your future husband, though.
Maybe someday. But
I want
to
make it loud and clear. 10 years down the line, when
the shit that he's doing, I do not support what he's doing at all, at all, at all. Okay, loud and clear. I do not support the shit that he is doing at all. I keep telling him to stop that shit. He needs to listen to his mama bear. That's what he calls me, mama bear. So I told him he needs to listen to mama bear and chill the fuck out. You know? Oh my God, so fucking loud. There's so many people. Oh my God, dude. I'm seriously like, I love San Francisco, but like, this is, I don't know. These people are crazy. I'm just in a shitty mood. I don't know.
Welcome to the People's Republic of San Francisco, Kishu. It's a different world. It's not like the rest of America, as you might have noticed on the TV. Let's go ahead and take another call here. I got a block number. What's up? Who's this?
Wah, wah.
Oh, motherfucking Jaya, if it isn't Opno Pro, what's going on, bro?
Indeed. Who's DDoSing you? What do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just being conspiracy nut, but I keep getting bumped off of off the Skype when I try to log onto the show, so it's just not – there's something happening, dude. And this is not the first time this has happened. It's got all the earmarks of a Shari Wong, but he denies it, so I don't know, it could be somebody else. People are saying Jester. I don't, it wouldn't be the first, it's not the first or the last time the shit's happened, so whatever, it is what it is. The show must go on.
That's right. That's right.
So if worst comes to worst, you know, it just turns into the Opno Pro and Kishu show.
Hey, I don't mind.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
Me neither. I'd listen to that. That would be actually a good like sitcom. Like you play the curmudgeon-y like grandfather who's watching over the boy crazy granddaughter.
Sure. Oh my God, that's my daughter. Who's that? Scott, whatever his name is. When he saw his daughter in the movie, remember? Who was that? The older actor. Oh my God, that's my daughter. She was a prostitute, and he walked in on her in a movie, in a film.
No,
you don't remember.
Family Ties.
Well, No, it was whoever that guy is. I forget. I don't remember. He normally plays Patton or something. Always plays Patton in a movie. But it's all right. So, no, I've been trying to get all the kids to stop sharing all these photos and films and everything.
Well, this one, this latest one is just already out there in the public, you know?
Well, that's,
in a way,
that's
not, there wasn't any
hacking.
There's
no problem.
It was simply a Google search that they just threw out there. I mean, there was
no
hacking involved. This is all public, available to the public. I mean, his Facebook page was public until like today.
Well, Vince, it's all about what order it happens in. You know, all the stuff that's out there is out there. That's right. But stuff that's not necessarily out there, even if it's like 10 photos that lead people to blast 3,000 that are public, you still have what induced them, you know? And some pretty wild shots in the beginning, and then eventually you find that they're out there anyway. But that does not necessarily mean it's not hacking for the beginning ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
You're still bringing them to people's attention. So the argument is not, well, they're out there anyway. Look, we found them 2 days later. Therefore, we didn't have to go in his computer and grab them or whatever. It doesn't hold water.
Dude,
but
I
that's
think
okay.
If anything, I think that's a testament to Anonymous that they would sit on something like that for so long. Because honestly, people were telling me that were asking me to like look at these photos like a couple of like a week ago, like the first time this guy. It's taken this long for Anonymous to do a Google search on Lynton Johnson, to be honest.
Well, but that's,
and if you want to talk about like an unwritten code, I mean, there you go right there. Who, you know, somebody could have found this stuff weeks ago when he first made a name for himself, but they didn't. They just sat on it because they're like, you know, at a certain point, you just look at somebody and you just watch them just kind of like flail there, and you just say, hey, look, you need to shape up. We, you know, you're supposed to be the mouthpiece, the face of the Bay Area Rapid Transit System, you know, clean up your act, bro. Unless that's, I mean, that it is San Francisco, so I mean, I guess that flies. But you know, there's a lot of, you know what San Francisco makes its money off of is tourism, and you got a lot of people that might not be so inclined to jump on BART, knowing that there's some fruit bowls running the show over there, and some.
I would be worried if they weren't there. You know, I mean, I would find it illegal if they were straight. But anyway, did you see the tuxedo video I pointed out to you that had the that had some good stuff in it? That was pretty cool.
Dude, I don't doubt that Lynton Johnson is a great guy to hang out with. He looks like he knows how to party. I'm sure he'd be a fun time
to
hang out with. But I'll tell you what, if I was running BART, I wouldn't want that clown talking for me. Just like, you know, I love Sarah Palin. I'd love to bone the shit out of her, but I don't want her finger on the button. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
I don't want either. No way. Maybe. Not that button, anyway. No way. That's not right.
She could touch Linton's button or whatever. That thing's more like a lightning rod.
Yeah, maybe we didn't find those photos yet. I have no idea what's going on. But,
tell
wow.
You what, though, man. If,
cruise ships with nuns, Vince. Did you see that? Cruise ships with nuns. The guys were dressed up as nuns. I don't think that's going to fly in Boston. No way. Did you see that one, Vince?
No, what are you talking about, dude?
Oh, it's like 300 photos on a cruise ship. Mm. Did you see a cruise ship? A cruise ship. Wonderful little album, and had just a bunch of people. It should have never been shown. They don't run there.
I just lost you,
but
dude. You're cutting in and out, bro. Let's take another call here. 540, you're on the air. What's up? 540? Caller, you're on the air. Your hands up. You've been holding. Hello, caller. 540. You're on the line. Hello. Okie dokie. If anybody wants to join me here, 347-826-7667 is the number. Don't be shy, people. Shari Wong, I see you over there. If you want to jump in here, feel free to say hi. I hope everything's going well for you. Mountain News says, op no pro, stop using BART Mobile. Brother. Actually, to be honest, the cell phone service, when it is turned on in BART, works great. No problemos. Like I said, the last time I took BART was a couple weeks ago, and I got great 3G service all the way through the Transbay Tube, the tunnel that goes underneath the bay, is wired up for internet, and it's great. I think it's a fantastic service, and I don't think it should ever be turned off. I don't understand why that's even an issue. I really don't. The policy should be pretty simple, if you ask me. It should just be, we don't turn off the cell service ever, period. I mean, it's like, if you want to talk about public safety, I think if there's an emergency, the last thing you want to do, turn off communications for your riders so they can, you know, during that alleged protest that they thwarted, which didn't materialize, by the way, you know, there was a lot of passengers that were left without communication. They were stuck in, some of them could have been stuck in trains or stuck in stations. They didn't know. There could have been an earthquake. There's been two earthquakes in a day. People had a heart attack, not being able to call out and tell people that, you know, that they're okay or not okay or whatever. And I don't see why there would be any extreme circumstance where you'd want to cut off communication for your riders. And I'm really, really not happy about the BART riders being sort of like this political pawn almost that's being pushed around by the media and BART people and opponents and everything. Everybody keeps saying, oh, the poor riders. Oh, the commuters are just inconvenienced. Oh, they're the victims. Oh, you know, it's, come on, dude. Seriously. I'm a commuter. I'm a writer. I think my opinion is as good as is worth as much as anybody's. I don't mind being inconvenienced a little bit if somebody's trying to. I mean, people pass out literature all the time for different things. The Church of Scientology sets up a goddamn stress test in the middle of the goddamn Powell Street and sometimes Civic Center Street BART stations, right in them, not on the platform, but on the level where you buy your ticket and stuff. And, you know, I've seen Hare Krishnas on the platform, homeless people panhandling, whatever. There's all kinds of stuff going on. And it doesn't, for the most part, disrupt commuters. And all I saw in all these videos and pictures that have been regurgitated over and over and over again, all I just see is a ton of cops and a ton of camera people in the way and making things unsafe. You know, if those people were just gone, there'd probably be like maybe 12 or 15 people with signs chanting and passing out literature. And that would be it. And instead they have to flood it with these extra, you know, cops, and all the media shows up, and they're the problem. They're what clogs everything and shuts it all down. What do you think? 347-826-7667 is the number. Do you approve of Linton's pictures being passed around on the internet? I don't know if a lot of people seem to be a little bah humbug about it. I mean, that stuff was just out there. It's still out there, some of it. And the guy's got to think that somebody's going to pass that around, especially in such a high-profile news item. And this guy's supposed to be in the news. He was formerly in the news. I thought it was funny. Earlier today, the news channel that he used to work for, NBC News, I think it's 11, NBC 11, it used to be, I think it's still based in San Jose. He used to be a weekend newscaster on there, and today that same station reported about his genitalia. Interesting, isn't it? Funny how things turn out. Let's go on. Let's. The great thing for Linton is once he gets past all this, he's in San Francisco, baby. he's going to find a little cult following, and he's going to be a little cult celebrity here. And when it's all said and done, he's going to end up being able to write a book or something. But you know, he's still got to save face. He hasn't done it yet, as far as I'm concerned. But what do I know? Let's take a call. Block number. You're on the air. What's up?
Are you mad?
I'm totally mad, bro. Are you?
How's the Twitter looking?
How's what?
How's the Twitter looking?
How's the Twitter looking? The Twitter, I don't know. I haven't checked it out. Tell me about it. What am I missing? I'm not on Twitter right now.
Don't log out.
All right. These are the same chumps that were pranking me last night, pretending like they were hacking into my Twitter. Whatever, dude. 347-826-7667 is the number. If you want to chime in on this Bart nonsense, we can do that. Or we can talk about whatever, man. There's plenty of shit going on. Shouts out to Steve Jobs, who stepped down today. Steve Jobs, no longer the CEO. He's moving on to be the chairman of the board, and I guess he's just going to kind of slowly fade back into the distance. And, of course, everybody is freaking out. I guess Apple stock is going to tank now, and all their products are going to self-destruct. So much for that. But if this is a moment to be shined upon, you know, kudos to him. What an innovator. What a resilient guy. And what an amazing visionary. And he's out of the Bay Area. Him and Woz all started it here on the peninsula. Some badass shit, dude. And now we got all these Apple stores and iPods and crap. And iPhones. It's ridiculous. He did not die. Dude, he didn't die. You guys are ridiculous. He did not die. He's alive and well. He's just not. I mean, come on. Like, he's even. Oh, boy. Here we go. Oh, Your Non News is sending me this. Christoph from No Justice speaks to Bart. I saw that. That was a great link. The thing is, the audio quality is complete ass. It's horrible. I could only listen to half of it because the audio is just so crappy. I loved what he had to say. I love that guy, Christoph. I think he reminds me a lot of Gabby Hoffman, I think. I think he's maybe the. But I don't. He doesn't seem quite as funny. But I don't know. I haven't seen his sense of humor. He just seems really tired and beaten down. Like, he's one of these guys that has been at this for a while, and feels sort of, hopefully, a little bit rejuvenated by this extra media attention he's getting. And I think he's using his time to shine well. I saw the footage earlier today that Josh Wolf put together. Josh Wolf is this, he's a freelance videographer and freelance journalist, I guess. And he put together a video of all the events on Monday. And I thought it was a great little, you know, capsule of that sort of day. A nice little summary of the events, and sort of a cinema verite approach. Very, very arresting footage, yeah, of the arrests, that's for sure. The images are almost, it just really pisses me off when I look at some of that stuff. Like that woman, she had to be maybe like 60, 65. She looked like she was like retirement age woman. She had a San Francisco Giants jersey on. You know, she looked like she just came from the game. You know, maybe she went to the game with her son or grandson. And, you know, she's taking Bart and she's pissed off because these protesters are there and she starts yelling with them. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she's an actual protester, whatever. Doesn't matter, though. She just looked like an average, everyday grandma off the street, and these cops dressed like stormtroopers of death are like manhandling her. And, oh, my God, and there's that one top dog dude who conveniently has his name tag covered in all the footage I could see. Older guy telling her she's got to get the fuck out of there. She's got to keep her lower her voice. Like it's against the law to raise your voice. That really blew me away. When I heard that they were arresting people for raising their voices on the platform, that I was just like, you got to be kidding me. And they don't understand that the more they try to exert their authority, the worse it gets for them, the worse they end up looking. The BART just keeps digging themselves a deeper and deeper hole. It's disgusting. It really is. I don't understand why they do it. They just keep burrowing instead of just saying, all right, look, we fucked up. All right, guys, fine, we fucked up. All right, we admit it, we fucked up, dude. And I think they felt like they were somehow doing that today with this little charade of a meeting, board meeting. I mean, it was a great little dog and pony show, just like the dog and pony show they had on Market Street on Monday and the Monday before that. It's just all part of their little facade. And I loved that they had a little good cop on the board, Miss Sweet, talking very sweet, saying everything that we want to hear. What does that mean, though? Yeah, dude, what do you guys think? 347-826-7667. Kishu's back. Let's see what she has to say. What's up, Kishu?
Hi, Ben. How's your show going? Are you still getting deduced?
I don't know. It seems to be so stabilizing. I don't know. Do I sound okay, buddy?
Sound fine.
I
sound absolutely
yeah.
Perfectly.
All right, yeah, I think we're more or less back. What's up?
I do want to say that dude, the jester has, like, docs or whatever, that Justin, whatever his name is, I swear, he's at the bar that I come to almost every night. That fucking guy is here. I will take a picture.
Why don't you ask?
It's so weird. Like, and he says it wasn't him, but, like, it's him. It's totally fucking him. So I just had to say that. So not that I give a fuck about
him. Why don't you confront him? Confront him. Call him out.
I did confront him.
When do I see you again?
What do you say?
I'll be here tomorrow.
Be here tomorrow?
Yes.
What about Friday?
Friday, maybe.
Okay. What's your name again?
Kishu.
I never asked for your name, actually.
What?
I never asked for your name. What's your name?
Kishu. Yes.
I'm Jonathan.
Pleasure to meet you, Jonathan.
I gotta go to sleep. My bus is coming.
Oh, okay. Here, can I put my number on your phone?
Please do.
Oh, my God. Friends making friends on the streets of San Francisco. There you have
it, right?
Folks. Kishu.
I love it.
Yeah, making a little pal on the sidewalk there. God knows who that is. Probably a Fed.
Okay. Don't say that out loud, okay?
Okay, out loud. I'm going to say whatever I want out loud. 347-826-7667 is the call-in number. Who's in the chat room here? Anon Sicko is spamming me with some shit. Anon Sicko was sending me the link to this Melissa Jo Kelly from interview from the original Operation BART protest. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it's the woman with the blue sweatshirt. Yeah, I've seen this bitch. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. She's great. I love her. I think her intensity is great. She's not the one that I was talking about that got taken away on Monday, but same demographic, just probably a retired woman, baby boomer, getting back in touch with her counterculture roots. And, she's been there. She's done that. She's got a voice. She knows how to use it. And I hope you kids are taking notes, because these San Francisco protesters are, whether you like their politics exactly or not, it doesn't matter. They have, they know their side of the argument, and they'll fight it to the death. And that's what you don't see so much of in the political realm. Everybody's just kind of bendable in politics, whereas on the boots on the ground, people out there on the streets are very passionate, whether you're a Tea Party person or anti-war protester, like Code Pink and all those ladies. People are passionate. At least you got to give them that. Give them credit for that alone, at least. All right, Keisha,
what's up?
Am I
muted?
No,
oh, okay. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was going on. I this cute little gay boy was asking for my number. He was a sweetheart. He bought me a drink and stuff. Good time. Dude, friend.
Yeah, what? Hello? Go ahead. I'm here. What's up? Hello? Testing 1, 2. All right, now she's gone. Okay. 347-826-7667. Call me. Call me now. Shouts out to everybody in the chat room. I think I was going to go in there and say hi to people, and I got distracted by Join Anonymous 1. Shouts out to you. He says, big shout out to me. I'm going to make a fan page. A fan page for what? Linton's Johnson? I hope it's a fan page for Linton's Johnson. Oh, yeah. Hurricane Irene is hitting the East Coast. Jesus, there's so much crap going on. I know I harp on this BART thing nonstop, and it probably gets kind of old for a lot of people, even the people that are interested in it. But, yeah, Hurricane Irene is hitting the East Coast right about now, and that's pretty wild. I mean, you guys got hit by earthquake, and now a major hurricane. 2012 is right around the corner, kids. Oh, yeah, Feed Oakland. I need to give Feed Oakland some shine here. Let me dial that in, and then I'll give them a shout-out in a second. But I have a lot of people on the phone line, but nobody with their hand raised. I don't know if people are just shy or don't realize that if you want to talk, you have to press the number 1, and that will raise your hand. Like, Keisha knows how to do that. What's up, Keisha? You're back. What?
No, right? Oh my fucking god!
All right, I don't know what's going on there. Shari Wong decided he's gonna
talk. No,
go ahead, Shari.
I'm back.
What?
I'm back. Hold on, Ben. I'm back. I'm talking to
okay.
The street. He said he's god. We're all god. Anyway, can I continue with my phone conversation, please? You're in my bubble, bro. Anyways, hi, Vince in the Bay and listeners. Kishu is obviously drunk. I'm bored as fuck. All I have to say, I wish the people would come out and actually meet me and hang out. I don't know why everybody's like so like fucking stupid and intimidated or whatever. Like, I don't want Kishu to know my identity. Get the fuck over. I don't give a fuck who you are. Give me a fake name. Come to the bar, and I'll buy you a drink. I'm fucking bored, Ben.
All right. There you have it.
Can you play that Nicki Minaj song? Yeah, yeah. Super bass. That's how my baby.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do that in just a second. Shari Wong wants to talk to you first, though. What's up, Shari?
No, I do not. Please don't make me have to.
Oh, sorry. Are you mad at me?
No.
Well, I love you, but you gotta understand. You gotta understand. You're 15 years old, but I love you. You're gonna go to jail. Like, you don't understand. You think you're invincible? You are not fucking invincible.
I don't think I'm invincible. I know I'm not.
I thought that I was invincible when I was 15 years old. Okay. I had my own house, a 3-bedroom house, by the time I was 15 years old. Okay. I thought I was 14, not even 15. I was 14. You know. I thought I was invincible. I thought I ruled the fucking world. But it doesn't work that way. So be careful. I love you.
Vince, you have terrible timing.
What's the best for you? That's all. You're very intelligent, and you can go a long ways. But right now, you're exposing yourself in a very bad way. So just be careful. That's all I ask. And you know I love you. And you're 18. It's probably 20. But until then, I am on page 2.
Okay, the lovebirds are in the green room, kids, and we can go on with the show now. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I want to give a shout-out now to Feed Oakland. Their Twitter account is twitter.com/feedoakland, and they just received a generous donation from Team Anonymous for their op Feed the Homeless drive, and they're looking for more donations. They're trying to feed the homeless out there in Oakland. I don't know if they're affiliated with Food Not Bombs. I don't really know what their deal is exactly, but it looks like they do have a website link on their Twitter account. And yeah, so shouts out to Feed Oakland. Check out twitter.com/feedoakland and see what you can do to help the feed the homeless. They're working on op Feed the Homeless in Oakland with Team Anonymous, who just made a generous donation to the cause. And if you want to help donate to Feed Oakland, hit them up on Twitter. Once again, it's twitter.com/feedoakland. And I'll put that link into the chat room right now. If I can find the chat, where the fuck is the chat room? Oh, there it is. I've got a bazillion instant messages here. I got to close out. There we go. Hey, hey, hey. It's twitter.com/feedoakland. Yowzers. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to bring on, let's bring on a caller here. Caller, block number, you're on the air. What's up? Who's this?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, nothing much. Who are you and what's on your mind?
I'm Freddie Bohr. Remember me from last night?
You're Freddie who?
Freddie.
Freddie?
Yeah, you couldn't pronounce my last name. You thought it was Boner.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Freddie, you're back. What's up, Freddie? What's on your mind tonight?
I don't know. I was just thinking about the donations. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, you know, these hackers are not just evil people, are they?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty great.
They're kind of like Robin Hood. They steal from the rich, give to the poor.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Like, they're using the... what's his name? Guy Fawkes. Like, I don't know. They're kind of like Guy Fawkes. Like how he, what do you do? Try to blow up Parliament. I don't know. I'm just rambling.
Yeah, you are rambling. Freddie, so, Freddie, are you intoxicated right now, Freddie?
No, sir. I'm a little tired.
You sound really tired. Like Melissa Hopkins tired. Are you familiar with Melissa Hopkins?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. Melissa Hopkins is a regular caller on here, and she calls in tired all the time. So what else is on your mind, Freddie?
I'm playing this boxing game. It's pretty fun. I guess it's on my mind. Yeah, it's pretty fun. I'm beating up this guy. I'm like 13-0. 13 KOs each round. Oh, man. What are the people in the chat room saying?
I don't know. Your insight is so arresting. I can't move. I'm mesmerized by your call. I appreciate it. Let's take another call here. 111, block caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yo, what's up, Vince?
Yo, who's this?
I'm somebody different every night.
Who are you
tonight? I'm Crappy Suspension.
Oh, sweet, dude. Crappy Suspension. I love you. What's up, dude? Glad to have you back.
Also known as New Old Fag. Also known as Crappy Tranny. Also known as a new motherfucker with a new IP and a new email address every fucking night.
Yeah, cool. I always forget, dude. Is it New Old Fag or Old New Fag?
Yeah, it's New Old Fag.
That's what I thought. New Old Fag. Got it. It's a New Old Fag.
What's going on, man?
Dude, I'm just trying to get this talk show rolling here. And
well, what's
going
on with Can't Stop Laughing, man? What's going on with all the doxing? They dox themselves? It's hard to fucking tell.
Who's going to stop laughing? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Can't Stop Laughing, CSL Sec. They doxing themselves?
Oh, those guys.
Or they just committed fake internet suicide? What is it? Come on, tell us, Shari.
Hang on. Shari is in the green room right now. Let me pull him and Kishu out of there and see what they're doing. Let's see if what they're
now, doing. Seriously, does it fucking sound like crappy, Artie?
Crappy tires.
It's not crappy. It's crappy's evil fucking third cousin.
Play my song. Спасибо, я люблю тебя, Адам. Play my song.
Kishu, no one can hear you. Like, you're really stupid.
What?
I'll translate. Want you to play her song.
So did you get doxed, Shari?
No, I doxed myself.
He doxed himself at 2 weeks ago.
I'm so confused. So you're still fucking raging after you doxed yourself, or what did you do? Fake internet suicide?
He's a 15-year-old kid that thinks he can get away with murder because he's a 15-year-old kid.
No, I get all that. I was looking for just a fucking smidgen of logic and common sense about not getting banned.
Today, I doxed myself as CSL Taboo from CSL Sec. Because I am CSL Taboo.
Why?
Because I got bored.
You got bored? That's sweet, dude.
Pretty much.
So what's next? Is the van outside the house or what?
I don't know. I'm waiting for a big bang on the door so it comes flying off the hinges.
I can't. Did you? You committed fake internet suicide. You didn't dox yourself.
No, I put that mine. I doxed myself already. I released my freaking passport.
No, why? We're going to miss you, bro.
I tend to believe, for some reason, I tend to believe Shari Wong. He just seems that crazy of a kid. And I think after he gets reformed somehow, in some way, he's gonna end up being a badass.
I saw I thought you guys committed fake internet suicide.
No, like, I actually am to be.
Yeah, you committed real internet suicide. But doxing yourself is unique. I think you may be the first to do it, so you definitely cut some new ground there, right?
Thank you. The van is not in the house, but there's a rather strange-looking car outside.
Yeah, you got any EMF detection equipment with you, or what? And you better hope the fucker out in the car is not an Israeli, not IDF.
I've got freaking titanium bolts on the door, four dogs, and
I saw the post. You got a big, gigantic dog. You lived over here, you could have a 50-caliber Browning machine gun legally.
Yeah, but dude, no. In England, like, the police busted down my dog. My next-door neighbor, like, was a drug dealer or something.
All right, now those two are in the green room. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. I like to keep the ball rolling here, but whatever, it is what it is. Kishu's back. Kishu, you want your Nicki Minaj?
Yes, please. I don't know why the street hates me, so it keeps dropping off, but I love you. This song goes out to my fucking baby boy. He knows who he is.
All right, and here it is, Super Bass.
This one is for the boys with the booming system. Top town AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. He always in the air, but he never fly coach. She a motherfucking drip, drip, killer or the drip, drip. When he make a drip, drip, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking hoe. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like pelican fly. I mean, you're so shy and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye. Oh. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj. I'm that conductor. That cooped up and trust the user. boys in the powwows. Entrepreneur niggas in the mogos. He can ball with the cool, he can sow loud. But I think I like him better when he's out loud. And I think I like him better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the penny coming out. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. You know I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, sorry. Sickening eyes, I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell them who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm at them dudes up. That coops up and chuck the dudes up.
Shorter than I thought it was. God damn it. Here, listen to this for a second.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 8-6, un finale in Bancotti.
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
All right, apologies. I'm back. Sorry about the Nyan cat. Yes, I was busy fapping there during the break, and it took longer than I thought. I was playing Kishu's song. And so I got Shari Wong and New Old Fag in the green room still. Let's see what they're talking about. Wait a second.
It's stupid. It's like ridiculous how you do it. Freaking Goodyear, freaking Oracle servers, they piss me off so much.
Are you guys getting along now? Are you guys working things out?
We're just talking about SLR and Oracle.
Yeah, you were boring the balls off me, so I put you guys in the green room.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm getting schooled by a 15-year-old, but whatever. Still fucking cool, I guess, kind of.
Hey! Look on the bright side. No one heard it. You guys are in the green room.
Are you in the green room?
Cool.
No, I'm not in the green room with you guys. I just pulled you out of the green room. We had a little break. Right. Kishu wanted to spam us with her gay music, so I played a Nicki Minaj track. So I figured you got that. You got to talk shop while I spammed the. I basically cleared out my chat room. Everybody left after I played the song.
Vince, why did you think it was me that was DDoSing you, bro? Like, why would I do that?
I don't know if you were there. You were there. I was just like, I don't know, maybe you were just...
Bro, I'm everywhere, bro.
I know, but seriously, no, I just figured, hell, you've done it before, haven't you?
I've never DDoSed you before, bro. Why would I do that?
I thought you did one. Maybe it was somebody else. You know what? It was...
I figured you did it Kishu to annoy her, but that's what I
am. Yeah, I thought... I could have sworn you did it to me once for Kishu,
but... It might have been... Well, it's the same IP, isn't it? So it's just like, I just did it to Kishu to really piss her off.
Yeah, yeah. But there was another time where I thought it was you, and it turned out it wasn't. It was actually somebody else, I found out later. So sure. I think I falsely accused you once before. So I apologize. But I wouldn't put it past you just all of a sudden I went, oh, I'm bored. I'll just take down Vince. Make it hard for Vince to log on for a couple of minutes just to get some lulls.
Cholololol. I'm just gonna
I wouldn't put it past you though.
You're
that bored. You're that bored of a kid. You would do it just to get a laugh. I know you would. It's cool though. I don't care. I mean, I think it's.
I don't know how this has happened, but my shell beater went from 107 shells to 337 shells in the last like 10 minutes, and I didn't do anything to it. I'm really confused by this. Either I've done like a massive coding fault, or I've just gained 250 random shells from no place.
That seems quite impossible, the second choice.
But freaking, like, I'm hitting Raylan Johnson offline still. Wait, it's been 7 hours now, so. It's up to me now for 7 hours, because I hate that fat little midget prick.
Oh, tell us about, hey, Shari Wong, who the hell is this Ray WJ? Who the fuck is
that
guy?
That's who's getting DDoSed the fuck right now, is who it is.
Oh, he's been doing it all day. Who is that guy though?
He's freaking number one on YouTube, most subscribed. He didn't do
that. Hey, Shari, man, he didn't DDoS him. His site's down for maintenance again, bro.
Oh yeah, his site's down for maintenance. Sorry.
Yeah, bro. And that's not your DDoS. Those aren't your show booters. It's doing some maintenance, man.
I'll link you in chat, Vince. He's freaking. He's so annoying. He's like freaking 5'4". Like a Mickey Mouse fan club kind of kid. He's so annoying.
Wow.
No, wait. So
and it's not even. It's not even Hack Singers Saturday or whatever the hell you named it. What was it again?
Which one?
There's because you know how the Anonymous has their Fuck FBI Friday, and then somebody made up
No.
Singers can suck a dick Saturday or something like that.
That's mine. Singer Smackdown Sunday.
Oh, that's what it is. Singer Smackdown Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday. Watch KanyeWest.com dance through the gates of hell.
Jay-Z, freaking Jedward, Kanye West.
He's not tweeting right now, is he?
Who?
Ray.
No, he hasn't tweeted it for, like, ages, 1 minute. He hasn't tweeted for, like, a few hours, because we've been hitting him fine. He hasn't tweeted for 8 hours. Oh, 8 hours. Specifically the time that I've been...
What up, Philly Negro?
I think he's going to shut the fuck up now, Shari?
Yeah. It is quite funny, though. Like, he's never touched me down for ages, bro. And then, like, we had loads of them, Vince. We had, like, three in... This one I didn't come up with and I thought was a bit funny. Murder Military Monday. And then we had, like, Trash Media Thursday.
Oh, my God. So tell me one thing, dude. How come you guys downed USArmy.com for fucking 4.5 hours and there wasn't a blip anywhere in mainstream media about it at all?
I know, right? And we freaking
down. What the fuck's up with that? I would feel a little slighted if I were you.
I did as well. Like, I was slated at loads of things. We downed freaking... MasterCard for an hour. We're down friggin' Library of Congress for like 10 minutes, which isn't too bad considering their website's huge. We're down loads of sites, yet we didn't get any media attention whatsoever.
Are you only down them for that long because you turn your shell booters off? Because they block you?
No, because we turn our shell booters off and started like attacking other stuff. We generally just attack loads of websites all at once. Dude, I freaking made a video about this. You should watch it. I still think the lowest one was, there's actually two, was Islam.com and friggin', what's it called? Islam.com and gay.com.
So,
I didn't print screen half the ones I actually downed.
So, you know what? I want to give you a little tip that's going to help you in your sentencing phase.
What?
Just aim the shell booters at some really bad guy sites for a while, like all the fucking jihadist websites and all those fucking sites.
This is the best one, actually. IC3.gov. You can report an internet crime to them. So we committed an internet crime against the Internet Crime Agency.
I saw that. That was Monday, right?
That was Monday.
What I'm saying is, as part of a more lenient sentence for you, okay, if you're fucking attacking all the jihadist websites and stuff, just once in a while, you know, when Ray's not keeping you busy or any of these other fucking cockholes, just once in a while, take down the fucking jihadist websites. You know, the little fucking guys that do the monkey bars and shit in the videos, crashed a couple planes over here 10 years ago. Just fuck with them guys for a while, and then when you need some mitigating, you know, information, you can just be like, well, you got to take the good with the bad, right?
Dude, if Team Poison hadn't have, like, freeing down our website and made us quit and everything, we would have freeing done over Sony.com. Like, we've rooted their server and everything.
What's up with the Team Poison thing? I don't quite understand that. Did they dox you first before you self-dox?
No. They defaced our website. It's not even my website. It's freaking one of the team members who's an idiot and put the password as Giggle Security. And then, I know.
Which one's that? The Can't Stop Laughing site?
Oh, yeah, CSLSecurity.com. And then, like, he's not even online right now, so he's not even going to change it because he's an idiot. He just sleeps, and I don't want to go wake him up because he's, just, like, a 6'2" black guy. He's a freaking ninja. And, and then they, like, managed to grab the email address of that guy from the website because he hooked it up at like freaking Twitter at CSLSecurity.com or something like that, and freaking hacked our Twitter account as well until I freaking kicked them out and did everything and tried to get everything back.
What's your TTL there?
TTL? What's that?
What's your time to live, bro? You didn't just say, what is that? Come on.
I've never heard of TTL before.
TTL.
I've been freaking hacking for about less than 7 months.
Oh, TTL is the time that a packet will live on the internet before it's automatically black-holed when it hits a router.
I've never attacked a router with my boot tracks, apart from your freaking crappy tires one. Wait, I'm really confused. It's like 7 a.m. here and I haven't slept all night. I'm really confused.
Oh, yeah. Plus, you guys can't get any good weed over there. I'll send you a cake with a file and a bag of Sierra Nevada North Slope Gold or Matushka Thunderfuck or some really good, good, high THC content cannabis. No, wait, you're 15. I can't do that. I'll send you a cake with a file.
I'm 12. What is this?
I'm 12. What is this?
That's what I want his book to be titled. I'm 12. What is this?
I know, but it's like being Charlie Wong's Guide to Lulz.
That'll
I'm
be the
12.
Subtitle.
What are the interwebs?
Because he said the first time he ever did it was when he was 12 years old, so it's like perfect.
Are you
first
in the green room with us?
No. No, we're all in the on the show. This is the show.
Vin, that's super tasty.
Vince. Freaking Keisha went mental at me for that hack. Hold on, let me
yeah.
bring you. The freaking
Jeff and Linton.com is down.
No, this one. Yeah, I know. throw you in.
Why, does she like that guy? Is that one of her favorite artists?
No. I just linked you the Patreon for it. Like, it's in the chat. Just go on that one. Go on the Patreon there. She went mental. I mean, it's free in Feds of England. It's free in Scotland Yard. Like, I found a vulnerability and exploits it and breaches their server. And I was like, Keith, you guess what I did? And then she was like, oh my god, what have you done now? And then she just started screaming at me, constantly for 10 minutes.
So seriously, are you going to be on the show tonight, Char, do you think?
To what?
I said, you going to be around tomorrow, or you think you're going to be vanned?
I'm freaking going away for 4 days tomorrow, bro. They ain't going to touch me up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You meeting Crappy on vacation?
Freaking Crappy ties docs, lol. He's such a retard as well.
I love that guy.
He's a retard, bro. He was trying to insult me, and then I just doxed his ass, and he was like, boom, start crying. And then I DDoSed him, and he was down for about half an hour. Until he turned his router on and off.
What are you using for doxing besides Pipple and TinEye?
Pipple.com, freaking Spotkio, loads of websites. Just general Googling, etc.
Yeah.
You can have my lawyer laugh.
Why are they so slow to ban you, man? I don't feel safe anymore.
Are we in the green room? Because I'm not really allowed to say this right now. But
no, we're not in the green room. We're not in the green room.
I'm totally on the record.
I'm not gonna
get caught because my friend aunt's a friggin' Crown Court high judge person, so they can't friggin' touch me for it, basically. But if they do, like, I get released the next day anyway, so screw it.
Hey, new old fag. I forgot to tell you, this show is a show by criminals, about criminals, and for criminals. I don't know if you figured that out yet, but
you're on a news. Jeff Linton is down.
It's all good. Everybody's a criminal in this world.
Yep.
You're on the news. You didn't even give me credit for it. Screw you, bro. Screw you. Like, I did it for you guys, and you freaking didn't even give me credit.
What?
That freaking you're on a news. Freaking like I took it down, and then he didn't even give me credit for it, bro. Yeah, I only hit it for 2 minutes. So.
When? Tonight?
Yeah, like, you just posted it on Twitter, and I was like, dude, that's mean. Like, where's my loves?
Yeah. Power?
Power? I'm pretty sure that,
My mum's calling me from upstairs.
No, we don't have power. Power? Crazy. Good time. We got Shari Wong on the show. We got old new fag or new old fag, and I've been having multitudes of technical difficulties. Trying to rectify those at the moment. Shari, are you still there? Or are you getting cussed out by your mom? Are you grounded? He's either grounded or getting banned on the air, which would be epic. Last night I broadcasted an earthquake live on air. Maybe tonight we'll see if Salsa can be taken away tonight on the show.
God, my mom's pissed. Hello?
Hey,
what's up?
Yeah, my mom's just pissed off. She couldn't even be asked yet. Scream ass out of bed. She's foaming on the phone. Yeah, you're ruining my entire night's sleep. What's your
Hey man, as long as you're not getting vanned, it's all good if it's only your mum, right?
She'll probably report me, Jesus Christ.
I'm surprised she hasn't, dude.
She already knows. She
doesn't have any clue what you're doing.
No, she knows. She knows exactly what I'm doing.
She listens to this show.
No, but she knows to be.
Oh,
freaking loves to be like.
I was gonna say hi to her if she's listening to the show, but no.
She's just sleeping in bed. It's 7 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shut.
God damn it! It's past your bedtime.
I'm gonna shut all my doors so she can't hear me. Morning.
God, the youth of today, folks. Here you go. There's a great example of the youth of today. Hey, at least she's not on the streets, right? Keeps them off. Hacking keeps the kids off the streets. He's not looting and burning down the rest of the country like the other kids are, you know?
He's not burning down Sony. Oh, wait, they did burn down Sony. Never mind.
Virtually, though. Virtually, it's not the same. Come on. All right, let's bring on Kishu. What's up, Kishu? Kishu, what's going on?
I'm just dancing in the street, talking, being silly. Dancing in front of the bar, smoking a cigarette, talking to this crazy-ass fucking homeless dude. He's like, fuck. It's been interesting. But I'm still bored. Oh, I don't know. I'm not that bored. I don't know. Whatever.
Keisha, is there anything you want to say to Shari before he gets vanned? Are you sure there's nothing you want to say?
All I want to say to you is when you go to jail, write and read. Fucking,
dude.
That's all you need to do. Okay.
But you know what? You should reverse the order on that. He needs to read and then write.
When he gets out, he's still gonna be in his prime. So I give him props for that. But seriously, Shari, like, I love you, but you gotta fucking fuck off with that shit. You know, be careful. You're out of control, baby. You're out of control, and I do not approve. Mama Bear does not approve. So.
Well, here's the thing, Mama Bear. We live in way more of an intolerant society than he does, especially as a minor. He's not gonna get banned for more than 6 months, tops.
He's not thinking shit, but that's what I'm saying. Even though he's gonna get something, if he doesn't, whatever. But if he does get something, fucking, he didn't write, you know?
There's a big difference between 6 months and 10 years.
No, dude, sure. do you know I'll actually get.
Why he should not take legal activity.
I will get the 6 months.
But there's one person I would go down with, and he knows who he is, and that is the only person in the world I would ever give a fuck about, like, doing anything. Like, I would never go to jail for anyone. Fucking anyone, you know?
Not even your mom. Grandparents?
My grandparents, yeah, of course. I would do fucking.
I found them, you would.
My grandparents, like, they fucking supported me for, like, the last 10 years. Like, I'm going on these wild fucking rages in San Francisco and wherever the fuck all over the world. Like, fucking, my grandparents are the shit. You know? I would do anything for my grandparents. I would take 10 million fucking bullets for my grandparents, you know? They are my world. But my mom, on the other hand, yeah, I mean, I love my mother. She's my fucking mother. But she's very childish and immature. And you're in my bubble, bro. Get out of the bubble. Get the fuck out of the bubble. You're good. Mwah. Anyways.
Your bubble? What exactly is your bubble?
I've had to tell this dude all night that he's in my bubble. That's the only way he can understand. To get, like, 10 feet away from me.
Well,
so,
seriously though, the van's on the way, no matter what your feelings are. So, do you have anything you want to say?
To Shari?
Mm-hmm.
It's my son. You know, when you get out, I love you. I'll be there for you. When you're 18, I'm here, baby. You know, I support you in that sense. But you know, you got yourself into this shit. I told you not to do it, and you did it anyway.
Hey, have you guys ever been through that enzymatic bomb sniffing machine in Heathrow that blows the air under your feet?
Yeah.
I almost went through that thing with a packed bowl in my pocket, and I was like, fuck, I have a packed bowl, and I'm going to get busted by this machine. And
right.
I just set it on the railing there. You know how there's that metal railing when you're walking? I just left it for someone else to smoke in line.
So, anyways, Ben Spay, can you play another Kishu song? Can you
no,
the Arctic
no.
Monkeys, Balaclava?
No. Archer Monkey's not bad, but, like, no.
You know what, Tari? Go to sleep. I'm just kidding. I love you. I love you. I absolutely fucking love you, but you're so young and it sucks. It does suck.
You say that about 10 times a day.
I know I do, but I have nothing else to say, because I got to make it clear. Ugh, I don't even know anymore. I just fucking...
I am quite tired, actually, and I've got to go up for the rest of the day. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go. My beer's empty, I think. Are we in the green room?
Oh, you're not in the green room, dude. I'm back. My bad. Are you still there, new old fag?
You got it.
Hey, man, thanks for coming through, dude. I really appreciate you coming on. It's been great to have you hold things down here while I've been trying to work out all my technical difficulties. But yeah, I just stuck Shari Wong and Kishu in the green room, and you and I are on the show, and I have a blocked number on the line with me. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Would anyone like to say hello to good old Steamroller from CSL Sec, aka Corpse?
Hey,
what up, nigga?
What's up, dudes?
Not much. Not a damn thing. Got accepted into Team Poison a few days ago. I had no clue all this shit was gonna go down though.
You're in Team Poison now? Wait,
yep.
I thought Team Poison was one person.
Oh no. There's actually about five or six of us now.
Uh huh. And you guys are sort of the foe to wait. Are you guys supposed to be like against the little sec? Or did you? What's going on?
Yo, get Shari out of the green room, dude. He wants in on this.
He's right here.
I think all that shit was put down a long time ago with all that. With the Lulzsec deal, after all that shit died down, I think Team Poison stopped with all that shit, but I don't know. Something else could pop up for all I know. I just got in like 2 to 3 days ago.
I just can't keep up with it. I don't know.
Hey,
Vince. Yeah, what's up, Shari?
Corpse is in CSL set. Get Team Poison charged to destroy it. WTF?
Yeah,
hey,
I don't, that's
to
what
me.
I yeah, what? Fine, yes.
Who
everybody
do we have
listen
on the
to
line?
Kishu.
Can somebody
yeah.
tell me who we have on the line?
Well, we got
Corpse.
Shari Wong, new old fag, you, and Corpse, and some other dude.
Oh, I thought we had Kyoto for a second. I love
no,
Kyoto.
No, Kyoto is not here, and God, if I was Kyoto, I wouldn't show up either. This is a complete train wreck of a show.
But
I apologize, folks. We were gonna talk about Operation Bart and the all the drama that unfolded today, but it's been totally sidetracked
going on and on and on.
I'm sorry, what?
Like a new op. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Sorry, Kishu, what were you saying?
Nothing. I'm just walking down the street. Anyway, talk to him, Ben.
Sorry, by the way, interesting last message.
What?
Interesting last message.
What message was that?
Hey, Shari, why is Ray William Johnson's site fucking available right now?
Oh, because I was freaking attacking Linton and Johnson and forgot to attack it again.
Okay. Well, that's just a friendly reminder.
It's freaking Ray William Johnson.
Cut it out, okay? All I have to say.
It's fun, though.
Not
it's like fun to piss people off. I've been in a chat with Sabu and Team Poison. It's funny.
Oh my god, the people make me insane. This is why I call up every night and I drink and go crazy.
Does Sabu call into the show, Vince?
I wish
no.
he would.
He live tweeted the show once. One of my highest rated shows was him live tweeting. He live tweeted a couple of weeks ago with what's her name? I had that chick from Press Storm on here. She was like in an IRC with him, and like he was fielding questions and live tweeting, and that guy was like my highest rated show for the last month or so.
He's laying super low, isn't he, right now?
Yeah, looks like he's his Twitter's gone dark.
Hey Vince, I got a question. Do you remember that one show, whenever someone called in randomly and you could hear into the green room?
What?
Do you remember that one show, whenever somebody called in unknown number and you could hear into the green room?
Oh, yeah. That was like last week or something.
That was me.
Oh, that was badass, dude. Yeah, that was a fun show. That was amazing. That was when Callisto was in here and he was like changing his icon to like a little speaker every time he would chat, and I don't know, I guess a lot of coders were in the building that day, a lot of old school people, and they were just finding all these little bells and whistles they could manipulate in the chat or whether it was on the phone, and we got some, I don't know, is that called phone freaking or something? I don't even know what that is, but yeah, so I was like, if you can get, because I stuck two people in the green room, and then I challenged somebody outside of those two people to somehow pipe the green room feed into the regular broadcast, and you guys did it. I was pretty impressive.
That was just me alone, by the way.
Yeah, that was badass, dude.
There you go, Shari. Thank you.
What was it, last night or the night before? Somebody like hacked my Twitter on the air.
Dude, I'm the only one that controls all Vince's bases, so.
Are you admitting to hitting me up tonight?
Maybe.
Yeah, dude. No one else could have done it. Nobody else would have done it, dude. It was you. You were here. You had the motive. You were bored. You had the target. Me, I was here. Yeah, of course you did it. I don't give a shit. And you know I don't care. That's probably the other reason why you did it. Because you know I don't give a fuck. But, yeah, that was lousy. You got me.
Just bring Bart Johnson have it. No, Bart, whatever. No, free Vincent Johnson have it. Twitter.
All right, dude. I messaged loud and clear. I will simmer down on all the Linton Johnson pun. I get it. Yeah, the joke's old, you know. All right, moving on. Let's take another call. We got area code 614 on the line. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Vince? This is Zeke in the chat.
Yeah, Zeke in the chat. That's anonymous Zeke.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're...
I was...
Go for it. What's up?
I was just calling to ask about... because I was curious, how did the hearing go today? Because I mean, I didn't really hear anything about it. I mean, everything was about Lyndon Johnson's nude pics. So.
Oh, yeah. That came... That I saw that right towards the end of the actual Bart hearing, whatever it was. I wasn't listening to it or watching it, or I wasn't there, but there was a couple of people on Twitter who were live tweeting it, and they gave a good, pretty good blow-by-blow commentary, and it sounded like it was just a big airing out of all sides, and it seemed like the board of directors were sort of playing a little good cop, bad cop with the citizenry, and I don't know, we'll see what happens. You know, the protests are going to keep going, and I think that the dog and pony show is going to continue for a little while longer, at least, it seems like. Apparently, Op-Bart Part 3 is coming down the pipe Monday, as far as I can tell. Jesus, Shari Wong, it sounds like you got the fucking ocean behind you. I'm going to have to mute you, dude. It's just way too much. Do you notice the difference between when he's on and off? You see that? God, background noise from hell. Anyway, I'm sorry, 614, did that answer your question, or what's up?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I guess, to your knowledge. But so you did manage to get down there. Were there protesters around? I mean, were they out there?
I didn't manage to get down there. I did not. I was not there.
Oh, you didn't.
No. I don't know. Maybe somebody in the chat room was down there. The chat room is pretty light tonight. But I was following it on Twitter. There were people in the room live tweeting it. There was at least three people that I was following on Twitter that were live tweeting it, and I saw some of the footage afterwards. Like, I saw the footage of the guy that was the head of one of the lead organizations that were protesting originally. I forgot what the name of their No Something No Bart or whatever, but He did a little 8-minute soliloquy that Euronon News tweeted the YouTube link to it. I was gonna play it on my show, but the audio on it is so distorted. I don't know what the hell is going on when they were recording that, but it's almost unbearable. I would have played it on my show, but it would just be too much of a distraction to play it. But if you watch it though, you can see his mid lips moving and you can hear what he's saying.
I was talking to someone earlier about the next protest, and some of the people who were organizing it said that they were talking about ways to get the protest more organized, because that was, you know, one of the problems last Monday. What was that?
Well, I think Motormouth is giving you your next shot, Shari.
Get off Bart, and you're there.
Bart, punta ka doon.
Bart, and you're there.
Agarra el Bart y estás ahí.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, you're there.
Bart, and you're there. Bart, about to fight him. Bart, and we're there.
Par le pied de Bart, on est là-bas.
Hey, Bart, you're there.
Bart, and you are there.
Bart, and you're there.
That's a good line.
This morning, Bart's board of directors asked the public to attend a meeting to talk about the cell phone debate. KTVU's Craig Debrow has been following the story since our morning news. He joins us live to let us know if the tone of the meeting was more civilized than the recent protests at BART stations. Craig?
Well, Tori, it definitely was. We just found out that the board meeting broke up. Bob Franklin, president of the board, said that they should have something put together for a public debate again and a policy in 2 to 4 weeks. This all took place at BART headquarters at 20th and Webster in downtown Oakland. Today's special BART board meeting was not as crowded as last Monday's protest, but the issues are now in focus.
What we're seeing is what happens when two rights collide, the right to safety and the right to free speech.
At issue, cell phone reception. BART interrupted service during an August 11th protest. The reason? To stop protesters from coordinating the protest and prevent that coordination from overcrowding the platform and creating a public safety hazard.
But I'm here to say that, in my opinion, the claim that there is any First Amendment issue here at all is specious.
We get asked all the time, why are we protesting in stations? It's because we tried everything else. This gets their attention.
The problem is everyone's cell phone reception died, not just the protesters. Opponents have called BART's action a violation of constitutional guarantees. Supporters say the argument is specious. At today's hearing, the ACLU advised BART's board of directors to come up with a clear policy. At least one board member agrees.
We can't sit back like some big brother and say, but we're going to stop you because either we don't like the message or we're going to spin it and say it's all about safety.
The original protest was to demonstrate against a BART police officer-involved shooting, but cell phone issues have now taken the center stage. Whatever the board eventually decides to do won't likely have an impact on the next planned protest.
Check 1, 2, test. Is this thing fucking on? All right, hey, what's up? It's Vince in the Bay. I'm back here with you. We got 20 minutes to go. We're going to try to get through this. If you want to join me, I'm here with Shari Wong, New Old Fag, and Kishu. Now, what's up, Kishu?
Vince.
Yeah.
Wait, Nani, come here. can we give a shout out to Blog Talk Radio? Say hello.
Hello.
This is my nan.
Ooh, hi, nan.
He says hi, nan. He's called Vince.
How you doing?
Vince, he says, how are you doing?
Fine.
She's fine.
Can she hear the show, or you have to relay everything we say to her?
Oh, I've got like a noise removal headset on, so.
Oh, all right. Good times. So we're with Sherry Wong and his nan, Nana, I guess. Is that what you call him out there?
I call it Nanny, bitch.
Nanny. It's just, it's your babysitter.
No, because in England it's not.
Oh, then what is it? Your girlfriend?
Nanny. No. Nanny
Ben,
is like,
are you there?
Your grand.
Yeah, I'm here. Of course I'm here. Can you hear me, Kishu? That means I'm here.
I can hear you. Oh my God.
What's up?
I'm just chilling. It's Corner of Hate. And what is it? What is it? Schrader? Schrader.
Yeah, so I've got Sherry Wong and his nanny, and then I've got Kishu on the streets of San Francisco accosting random gentlemen on the street. And
not at
all.
I have one man, and you know that.
Are you making a cup of tea?
I would like a cup
of tea. Please.
And there's just, like, moisture coming down from the fucking sky, and I can't see anything. My glasses keep fogged up. Hey. Can't see anything.
Okay, good times. 347-826-7667 is the number. Call in. Save me from this this train wreck of a broadcast. It's been fun, and it's been a wild roller coaster of a ride. Shouts out to whoever has been just fucking hacking the shit out of my show tonight. It's been pretty much derailed, like a BART train on a Monday evening.
Vince, go on your route. You go on incoming connections and check what IP addresses are coming in, and I'll DDoS them back, and then they won't be able to DDoS you. It's easy to tell.
What was the site, Shari?
Which one?
No, never mind.
This one that I just hit?
The library?
I see. Is Kishu still there?
Yeah, she's here,
I'm
of course.
Kishu, you didn't see the chat room, did you? Mm-hmm. Good.
No, she cannot see the chat room. There, what's that?
All right, I'll shut myself
up. Kishu, you have to speak up and use English and enunciate.
I'm in the middle of the street. What are you talking about? I can't see the internet. I can't talk. I can't hear.
Yeah,
I mean,
I can
hear you. But
okay. That's fair enough. You can't talk. That's fine. Hello? She's gone. She just hung up. Good.
Good.
Oh, my God. So who do we got left in here? We got Anonymous. Oh, Zeke is still here, right? Zeke? No, Zeke took off. I hope we answered your question, Zeke. You called in a minute ago, and I didn't have. Don't know if I had the right answer for you, but hey, it is what it is. Oh, yeah. So Anonymous Zeke, Artie's World, Bob Bobbington, Shari Wong, Crappy Suspension, Cyber War News, John A. Smith, Join Anonymous One, Mac Mike Stinney, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Prison Reform Movement, Wendigo, and Uranon News. Mary Mad is in the building. She's a Twitter friend, or he, or whatever. Shouts out to Mary Mad for joining us in the chat room tonight. I haven't even checked my Twitter. I've been too busy trying to keep up with all this crap. But, yeah.
Yo, so what's up with what's the plan?
Oh, I don't know, dude. I don't even want to know, to be honest. I just think it's a big diversion honeypot. I don't even know what you want to call it.
Well, you could call your show as much a honeypot as that show, as that site is, right?
Sort of, I guess, but all right, fine.
No offense,
yeah,
just
sure.
For the purposes of
sure.
Discussion.
Sure, it could be, you could describe my show as a honeypot for a lot of goddamn things, not just what you would typically want to call. I mean, go back into my archives, dude. You know, this was a honeypot of phone sex for a while, and somehow it devolved into this honeypot for, like, hacker kids. And sometimes it's quite enjoyable. Like the other night when I was talking about Callista and people were just kind of doing they weren't trying to crash my show. They were just doing interesting little modifications here and there that were cool.
Corpse.
But
what's
but
up
just,
with morning just, lecture, Chari?
Freaking raging, bro. It's funny. He's like he's just tweeting at me. Let me find it. Set. He thinks I'm an anonymous kid that no one.
All right.
I've got to find it. Haha, you're an anonymous moron. You think you are starting a revolution? You watch too much TV, fag. And also, you're a faggot, scared with no skills. You think hacking is DDoS. You know nothing whatsoever about this world. You do not belong.
I see his post there. So how does he think he gets the shells where they belong?
Exactly, that's what I said to him. And also, he should have finished his sentences with full stops. He's got very bad grammar.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Well.
You're a non-news is what I'm talking about. See, he's just like manipulating the code or whatever. Like, I don't know how to put that little speaker icon on there. How do you do that? Like, how did you do that, dude?
I know you're joining on this one. I will not. You're not my apprentice.
Yeah.
So what does he think? You just have all your shells are given to you or something?
I don't know.
All your shells are belong to us. What do you?
Sweet.
All right, here we go. Oh, I need to give another shout out to Feed Oakland. Shouts out to Feed Oakland. Follow them on Twitter. They're trying to feed the homeless. They're doing Feed the Homeless Drive. And they're on Twitter, twitter.com/feedoakland. While I'm over here on Twitter, I'm going to say hi to Bob X Rocks, Cloudy Marbles, VidCon World CEO, not_me, Naked Idea, Bowl of Cereal Guy, Anon Sicko. Oh, you know what? I did call this. You know what? It's my fault, actually. I just realized I named the show Bring a Weapon Wednesday. And apparently some people took that, I guess they decided their LOIC was their weapon of choice tonight, and they aimed it at Vince of the Bay, and I guess I asked for it, huh? Fine.
Yeah, but it wasn't Loic.
What?
Yeah, but it wasn't Loic.
Okay.
No, Shari did it.
What was it?
Shell Brooders. Oh, sorry, never mind.
And I don't have shell boots, I have one shell guitar.
Well, whatever the tool that was used to accomplish it, well done. Well done. I'm impressed. Yeah,
why? They didn't even hit you fully offline. It's
not as impressed as I am about the little speaker icon that people create, like Euronon News created.
Fine.
What'd you say? I didn't hear what you said. What was that?
Fine, then don't even be impressed, you know.
Oh, I'm impressed by you, Shari. Like, when you were on here the other day...
No, you didn't even mention the thing that I mentioned in chat, bro.
What thing?
Committing an internet crime against an internet crime agency? You know?
Or USArmy.com or GoNavy?
I can't keep up with all the stuff you pwn, dude. It's too fast for me.
Go
it really
here. Okay, you see it now? Are you on there?
No.
Is it not? Push up. Just free enough.
A good one.
Yeah. Are you on there yet? Are you on there? ICStory.gov. Go there.
Does that even exist?
It's the Internet Crime Agency. Keisha will love this one. Okay, you on there? Have you actually gone there yet?
Yeah, I was already there.
Okay, ready? Okay, ready? Okay, hold on, okay. Okay, refresh the page.
Dude, you've already done this. You've already proved you can do this, dude. I've seen this. It's, yeah.
Oh, I forgot to boot. Okay, refresh page now.
It never gets fucking old, though, Vince.
Yeah.
Ever.
My computer's been so buggy already today. I don't know whether it's me or the thing, but I believe that you did it. I don't know. It's, I'm tired. I got 10 minutes to go. We got to wrap this thing up. I don't doubt that in the next 10 minutes you could take down half the goddamn internet. Wouldn't put it past you, Sherry Wong. You're an amazing talent. Someday there will be some cyber war between the planets, and you'll be called on to support the Starship Earth here in the cyber war against the reptilian overlords. Until then, I hope you keep your nose clean, and Jesus Christ, man.
I think his appearance on the show tomorrow night is almost mandatory, so we know if he's fucking vanned or not.
I won't be here. I won't be here tomorrow.
He's done this. He's already done this, like, 3 or 4 times already on the air. He's taken down sites on the air.
Yeah, but not after the same day he doxed himself.
Yeah, I did. I did it with Kanye.
No, he doxed himself like a week ago, dude, and he's been doing it, like, on and off nonstop.
Oh, never mind. I'm sorry.
He's out of control, dude. I mean, I don't doubt that he's eventually gonna be stopped, but what can he do? I mean, there's for every one of him you get, there's 5 or 6 out there that aren't as brazen and out there in your face that are doing it, you know, without advertising it. So you should be almost happy that you got at least one that's in saying, "Hey, look at me over here. Check out what I can do."
Exactly.
Look, Mom, no hands.
Totally, dude. Fuck. When I was 15, I was just trying to make a left-handed layup, dude. That's all I was trying to do. Working on my jumper. Using strength shoes. You remember those things, strength shoes?
No.
They might still have them out there.
When you were like a kid.
Strength shoes. They were like these running shoes, but they had this extra little like platform on the front where your toe is, and it was almost like a little waffle iron that was attached to the bottom of your shoe, and it was supposed to help you get increase your vertical leap so you could dunk. It was basically all the white kids in high school would wear these things and practice in them in hopes that they would be able to like touch the rim. So that's what I was doing. I was using strength shoes and trying to I was playing basketball,
Vince,
dude.
Vince, how old are you? You're 37, right?
Close.
38.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't think my mum was born when you were doing that.
Your mom wasn't even born? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, when you were doing that.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah.
Like, my mum's 30-something. I don't actually know.
Op Bart, Op Feed the Homeless, Op Fullerton. Oh, what's going on with Fullerton, Euronon News? I haven't heard anything about that since the last protest. Are those folks still doing that, or what's going on? That was. Speak of what is the plan. There was a bunch of perpetrators of what is the plan at that thing. I watched that on, was it Ute stream or something? And all I saw on there was these, like, the same, like, 4 or 5 kids with masks on passing out the what is the plan thing. We used to have kids that called into the show talking about what is the plan. They did videos and everything too. They were really into it.
I have a plan.
I know. You always have a plan, dude. And
Plan C. Shari.
Try one, bro. I'm just gonna get rich, bank issue, leave.
Yeah, Kishu is we're due to check back here in a second, but we only got about 5 minutes to go, so we'll see what's up. Hopefully, she has them.
Reflux Records wants you to add him to the call.
Who?
Reflux Records. He's
Reflux
on Twitter.
Records. Not familiar with his work.
I don't think he has work. I think he's just named Fletch Records. I don't know. He makes music.
He makes music?
He's
You're kidding. I haven't met anybody that's ever made music. That's insanity.
That's not for a job, I think.
Does he need... Oh, does he need a videographer or video editor?
I don't know. I don't know him. He just tweeted at me. I think he's listening to the show, but he doesn't know how to message you because he doesn't know how to put at Vincent of A into Twitter, or he doesn't know how to press 1 and put his hand up.
So he's retarded.
Pretty much.
So he's on the line right now. So are you saying I should just unmute this caller, who I think is probably him?
Sorry for it.
All right. Caller, block number. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Are you the person we're talking about? Maybe not. All right. Whatever.
This apparently says...
I think I just unmuted some random person that was just trying to just innocently listen. My bad. All right. Let's go to Kishu. Do you want to come on for one last... check in, because we got 5 minutes to go and the show's over, so.
HUZYKOVA.
No. What was that? Say that again. Say that again.
Follow me on Twitter. KISHUZYKOVA. I'm on Hate Street. I had to fight off this boy again. That same kid that followed me the other night, he ran to me on the street. He's like a homeless dude, but he's cute for what he is. But I'm like, dude, like, get the fuck out of here. So I bought him some food, and I was like, okay, you gotta go, bye. You know, I gave him a few bucks. I was like, seriously, get the fuck out of here. You know, so he got a little forceful, and I had to get a little forceful back. I had to get a little forceful back, but he got all pissed off and took off down the street. So you know,
I don't think any of us know what it feels like to go to a homeless dude down the street.
Little white female, but fucking, I know my shit. You know, like. You know, step out of the Kishu bubble. If I want you in, and you'll be fucking deep in. But if you're not there, then get the fuck back.
That sounds wrong.
This pussy belongs to a man, and he knows.
Alrighty then. Thanks for checking in tonight, Kishu. Appreciate your input as always. And let's see, Shari Wong, anything you'd like to say to the folks out there before we close up this taco stand?
Kishu equals makes everything awkward.
I have no idea what that means, but I hope she does or somebody does. Old new fag, you've been so patient hanging out this entire train wreck of a show. Anything you'd like to get off your chest before we bow out here?
God bless Shari Wong. That's all I got.
Dude, all the old fags I have on my show are always just succinct, to the point, and it's a wonder that attitude doesn't trickle down to some of these kids who are just a little bit too goddamn hyperactive. I mean, don't get me wrong, I get worked up, obviously, you know, on Twitter I get a little bit out of hand. I'm kind of a little bit of a Twitter whore. But hey, I troll on Twitter because I love. I troll because I love. And I know that's what you kids are doing too. You kids are hijacking my show, you know, doing all this wacky modification of the chat and you know, manipulating the phone line and fucking hacking my Skype, and it's all good in the hood, dude. I know it's just because you guys care. You're trying to teach me a lesson about internet security and safety, and how, you know, there is no safety or security on the internet, and Bart is not going to provide it to you, and neither is anybody else. So this is a lesson to me and to you all. That's a reality, and you know, proceed with caution. There's nothing private on the internet, and I can attest to that for sure. And yeah, so one last time, shouts out to everybody in the chat room. Anonymous Zeke, thank you for calling in as well. Artie's World, Bob Bobbington, Shari Wong, Crappy Suspension, Cyber War News, Johnny Smith, Mary Mad, Motor Mouth News, Prison Reform Movement, Wendigo, and last but certainly not least, Yoronon News. Thank y'all for coming out, and we'll do it again soon. In the meantime, I guess check me out on Twitter, presuming I still have access to it. That's twitter.com/events of the bay, and yeah, dial me in on Twitter and say, hey, hey, hey. That's it, boys and girls. I'll see you next time. Peace out. Oh, I forgot to say, shouts out to Join Anonymous One. Join Anonymous One. Shouts out to you for hanging out. Did I miss anybody else? Did I miss anybody else? I definitely want to make sure that I give a shout out to Your Anonymous One. Fucked up. Forgot to say your name. Give a shout out to Press Storm and Jamie over at Press Storm, as well as she wants to give me a she wants me to give a shout out to Curious Cliche on Twitter. Yeah, so shouts out to Jamie from Press Storm. She's on Twitter at twitter.com/8pressstorm8. And there you have it. Hopefully Jamie will call in and say hi again sometime soon. And that's it, kids. Good night.